One week out of five, Owen, is not a good stat line.
Pro League, the lobby.
It's that time again. We are back for another episode of
The Lobby.
I heard, by the way, I had to do some little like catching up because we've got no Jonah with us this week. We've got Owen and we've got Lena. And I obviously heard you guys a few weeks back when you had to do this together and you forgot to do The Lobby.
Well, we did, and I reminded him that he hadn't done it.
Okay. When we say we, it was totally my fault.
And Owen!
It's happened before, hasn't it? So, yeah. I mean, it should have been expected.
You nailed it today. You nailed it today. So I'm proud of you.
I really had to think.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, hopefully it didn't hurt too much. But yes, welcome back to another episode of The Lobby. No, Jonah, where is he? What's he doing?
I don't know.
Annual leave and looking after his fish.
He's gotten into
fish tanks and puffer fish and shrimp. Shrimp are the new one. He's got shrimp now.
It's very rare I'm speechless. I hope he's having a lovely time.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I think what he's done is he's collected a bunch of rescue fish. And so he's been zhuzhing up a bunch of tanks recently.
Ah, Jonah likes doing stuff like that. It wasn't that long ago you guys saved a load of chicks off the motorway.
Yeah,
women, actual little furball baby duck type things, right?
Yeah.
We have loads to unpack again on this episode. We are going to be talking about the latest BFBS Pro League action. We've got highlights to go through. We've got a guest joining us. Where do we even begin? I suppose I just go, how was Monday?
How was Monday? Monday was fantastic because we had the single most entertaining match. Well, not match, day of matches for League of Legends we have had all season long. So the schedule kind of works out in a weird and wonderful way because we've got each of our divisions, right, for League of Legends. And every single match up until this point has been quite a difference between the team's abilities. And there's maybe been one or two matches to look forward to throughout the day. This week, we genuinely had to sit down and talk for about 30 minutes just to identify what game we wanted to broadcast because they were all brilliant.
Really?
And everything on paper was dead close. And the storylines were just fantastic. So we had the 1v2 team in Division 1. So that was the... the real humans versus El Banano Banditos.
What names.
Clashed, and it's the first time that they've played all season long because they were in different groups in the qualifying section. So it's the first time they played. It was really close, but the real humans took the win, and it was a wicked game on broadcast. And then after that, because we got that series done so quickly, we were able to catch UVG and Eddie, who we had on the podcast, and he took his match as well. It's really close, 2-1 to UVG. So yeah, wicked broadcast on Monday.
I'm so glad that you actually got some lengthier games here, because the casters are getting a little bit annoyed at you, aren't they, Owen? Because Owen keeps going, this will be a good game, I promise. This will be a really close game, I promise. I pinky promise, right, guys? And then it's a stomp. And it has been a stomp every week up until now. And it's been a bit of a running bit, is that Owen can't pick the good games. Every game he picks has been a slaughter.
Well, we heard that last week, didn't we?
Exactly.
We did. But this time, I hopped into the production chat and I said, guys, I double super promise this week it's going to be a good one. And it was great. It was a great game.
Oh, good. So, okay, so you nailed
it.
So
you know what? I've kind of redeemed myself slightly.
One week out of five, Owen, is not a good stat line.
Speaking of nailing it, though, we set you a challenge last week to get a few phrases in to a broadcast.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, head in hand, right?
Yeah.
So what were we going for? Was it Lord of the Rings quotes?
Lord of the Rings quotes. Or Charlie XCX, if you're feeling particularly flamboyant.
Yeah, I think Middlecott quickly realised that I don't really know much Charlie XCX, so then he pivoted to the obvious next best option, which is Lord of the Rings.
How did you do?
I didn't do, Daddy. I genuinely forgot.
I genuinely forgot.
So hopefully by the next time we have one of these, you can be like, how did it go? And maybe, who knows, we can have a little bit of a highlight package.
Well, we've got that's the idea.
Of one of the two quotes.
We're like alternating, aren't we?
It's got to be.
Every episode, every other week, we're alternating between which highlights we get to hear, whether it's Rocket League or League of Legends.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we talk about the different teams with League of Legends or indeed Rocket League, which we're going to be talking about in just a sec, which teams are on top at the moment? Which services are shining?
So British Army Esports is on top at the moment with their new roster, the Buzzards. So they've got an absolutely insane lineup. So Bluey is the player which we've been talking about pretty much every time we get into the podcast studio, and that's because he is the best player.
So this League of Legends army are looking like...
This is Rocket League. I've mixed up my games here, but for League of Legends, it's actually a mixed sort of tri-service team. So what's happened with League of Legends is they put one team forward as the de facto best, and it's a mix, it's sort of an amalgamation of different service personnel. So it isn't necessarily a British Army roster or an RAF roster. It's a mixed roster, which I actually really love to see. And I think a lot of the services, they want to put forwards, you know, as many players as they can as part of official rosters. Mm. But for League of Legends, they realise we can do something special here if we just put everyone together. Really, really exciting for the real humans.
Yeah, in terms of Rocket League, how many teams are we looking at on a whole before we're getting close to the final? How many different teams have we got in Rocket League?
Yeah, so 21 teams are taking part in the league right now. So I believe, and don't quote me on this one, I think it's 9 or 10 RAF rosters. Mm-hmm. We've got about 6 British Army Esports rosters. We've got 4 Royal Navy and 1 civilian. If that totals 21, I've done my job very well. If I haven't, I wouldn't be surprised. But there we go.
Well, that leads me to my next question, putting you on the spot here. But out of those 4 Royal Navy teams for Rocket League, who would you say is the best out of the Navy? Which team?
Who would I say is the best?
Mm. Well, there's no duress here at all, is there?
I've no...
Well, I quite like Dilza, so I'll say the Hammerheads. No, I'm kidding. Krakens. Krakens are the best.
Lena?
They're the top
dogs. You concur?
Yes.
Oh!
I'll be honest with you. I'm a people pleaser at the best of times, but also I just go by what Owen says. If Owen says they're the best team, this man's got spreadsheets upon spreadsheets, okay? I'm not going to disagree with him on who's the best. Like, this man knows. Like, yeah, point blank.
Krakens are the top dogs. They absolutely are. So one of the players, which I believe is on this very phone call.
Well, let's see if he agrees with us, whether he's the best of the Navy Rocket League team or just the best out of the BFBS Pro League at the moment. Stimple Bog, are you there?
Hello, yes, I am here.
Did you hear any of that, by the way, us saying about the best Navy teams?
Yeah, I just caught the end of it when you started talking about the Navy. Yeah, absolutely.
And what would you say then? Where do you rank within the BFBS Pro League at the moment? Come on, think about the message you sent me the other day.
So I reckon we rank quite well, considering our last result. We finished top 3 through to the Swiss, and it was an unfortunate run when we got past into day 2. But I think there's a lot to learn from what we got on with. And also, yeah, we're going to come back better and stronger every week, I think. Our team is a new roster, along with the other services. So the Army and the RAF have all redone their rosters, have all redone everything as of we. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised with how the Royal Navy performs in this BFBS this year.
Absolutely. Well, look, Stimple Bog of the Royal Navy Krakens, obviously. What does your mother call you?
Daniel.
Oh, no, but isn't that when you're in trouble?
Yeah, it's a stern Daniel. Yeah, sometimes it can be a Dan, but yeah, the majority of the time it's a Daniel, yeah.
Yeah, see, it's same with me, like Danielle, and I'm, oh my God, I stand up straight, come to attention and everything. We will be catching up with you in a little bit, but speaking all things Rocket League, should we have a listen to the latest highlights?
Oh, let's do it. Go!
If they can build upon that last performance, Well, they didn't have much more to go. There's the first goal they've been looking for, their first lead in this entire series. And a lot of that comes from the trickery of Trinity.
Boggy's actually going to go up for this ball as well, and it's dangerous, isn't it? But he's beaten two of his men with a single touch. Tyler now in front of net, goes for the backboard. A selfless play over to Stimple, who's found the top shelf. Push it infield with the redirect, but the shot's going to come through. Nonetheless, dropping down from the heavens. It's a loose ball in front of net, and Trinity eats it right on up.
Lightning quick response from Ritzy in a very difficult circumstance. What is that touch from Mark?
It's horrors for the Buzzards. They may have just let slip a crucial moment.
That's going to open up a world of joy for Spudder. Cedric!
Oh. No! Where have you gone?
That's a wonderful drop down, I have to say, though.
Rivaling maybe Lion's Paw from earlier, a pop-up high from Cedric. Look at Pierce. He's on the backboard.
And Pierce on the redirect gets that intercept. It is a brief moment of calm, now with panic from the Abyss of Envy.
Oh,
It's still okay, though, as long as Envy can get back to this ball. It's dropped down by Lyon! That might just be the greatest pass I have seen all of this tournament long.
What?
Where has that come from? What has unfolded in the Storm Shadows defence?
It's just so exciting. That's taken me back to BFBS Pro League Season 1. That is absolutely epic.
Owen's so good at what he does.
I try.
That handoff, by the way, it's slightly nerdy caster talk for a second. That handoff between you and Pig on that like penultimate clip. Oh, beautiful stuff. Yeah. That's the broadcast dream.
I'll tell you, Pig is the easiest commentator to work with on planet Earth. He is just seamless. And it's like, I'm a difficult caster to work with at the best of times because I just come out with random stuff.
Yeah.
And he's always there and he's always ready all the time.
Well, our guest today on this episode of The Lobby is Stimple Bogg, who we heard mentioned a couple of times, actually, in those highlights. And Stimple, you're joining us. You're actually on holiday at the moment, aren't you? And you were saying that the power's gone out for the next few hours, so you are having to use your 5G and everything. I hope that we don't have to repeat a line we just heard from that highlight reel of, "Where did he go?"
Yeah, I'm holding on for dear life at the minute. I'm literally sat so still, so my 5G doesn't drop at all.
Well, look, thank you for your time and thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Lobby. What were the emotions then when you heard the highlight reel, listening back to it?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, actually, to be fair. It was a good listen, you know, thinking back on the games that we played, not just this season, but the last season as well.
Yeah, so how did you get into the BFBS Pro League, especially being involved with the Navy Krakens? Weren't you a part of a different Navy team last year?
I've been part of the Royal Navy scene for quite a few years now. I think I'm probably one of the veterans of it. And when the BFPS came around and when you started this tournament, it was everyone's eyes open. Everyone was really excited about it. It gained a lot of interest within the services. And I think that's kind of what spurred on a lot of players to join different rosters and that. And it's really good to see within the Navy, you know, people getting together from all over the country, even abroad, to come together, play a video game and just have a good time. But also to do it like in a competitive nature as well, because I think everyone enjoys that competitive side of esports as well as the social side.
Yeah, absolutely. But Dan, remind us, what is it that you do in the Navy? And because I mean, we have to give the Navy, I think, quite a bit of love, because it's difficult no matter what service you're in, whether you're on exercise or, you know, you're on deployment. But obviously we talk about the Navy, you might be on a sub for months at a time, so you can't take part. So remind us what you do and talk a little bit about how you guys have to communicate to keep everything together.
So yeah, I'm in the submarine service. And you're right, yeah, it does take months at a time on deployment. And a lot of the lads as well who I play with, they're all within the submarine service. I think the other, there's two. So we've got four players in our roster, and out of the four, three of us are submariners. It's a lot of time at sea when you go, but also you do get quite a good bit of downtime when, like, say, a boat's in maintenance. So yeah, you do have that. We communicate through Discord mainly, but we also have each other on WhatsApp as well. But you also see the posters flying around the bases. There's some esports suites now opening in some of the training establishments as well, which is really good.
Obviously, we know that you're a part of Rocket League, but any other games to mention? I want to try and get Owen and Lena involved in this, because I might go, oh, yes, let's do that next year.
Competitive games, not really. I do play Call of Duty a little bit, like I dip and dab into Call of Duty, but not really competitively anymore. I used to play that quite competitively quite a few years ago. But now it's more like single player games. Like, I've always loved Resident Evil. That's one game I've really played. Yeah, and I've got a retro gaming set up in my house where I've literally got a PlayStation 1 and a GameCube. I kind of stick to what I know, you know. You love what you know and you know what you love.
Do you guys know, Lena and Owen, do you know where Stimple Bogg comes from? The gamer tag.
I have no idea, and I'd love to know.
Surely it's got to be somebody said something at some point. Bogg makes me think toilet.
Right.
Maybe really bad play and somebody just...
What about like a marsh, like a bog? Isn't a bog also like a muddy, grassy area, right? Yeah.
I'll be honest, nobody's ever got their gamer tag normally. I don't even know where to begin digesting this one.
I've no idea. I don't have the foggiest. I don't know what a stimple is.
Do you not have the boggiest?
I know what a bog is.
Can you Google stimple? I wonder what comes... Actually, maybe not. Is this connected to the work?
Maybe.
No, let's not do that. Dan, come on. Put us out of our misery. Explain to us where your gamer tag Stimple Bog comes from.
So... when I was younger, I went to school in Ireland, and we went on a trip to Meath, County Meath it was, in Ireland, and it was bogging. I don't know whether any of you have been bogging, probably not, but you pretty much just kind of jump into a bog about chest height and you walk through it. That's where the bog came from. And I got stuck in this bog. So in school, a lot of people call me Bog. That was like a nickname for me. It wasn't bad. It's nothing to do with toilets. So it wasn't too bad.
That's, you know, better than it could have been.
Yeah. And then also the Stimble part of it. Again, that's a little bit more random. But there was a YouTuber that I used to watch many years ago. And I think his name was Stimpy.
Oh,
and then I'd stop
right.
watching him. So, yeah. So I liked the name Stimpy, but I didn't want to exactly copy Stimpy. So I was like, what's similar to Stimpy? And I was like, what's simple? Stimple. So, yeah, kind of all just rolled into one, Stimple underscore Bog. The underscore's in there for kind of the early 2000s guys, you know?
Yeah, at least you're not having to do like the 9-7 or something at the end instead.
Yeah, no numbers. No numbers or XDs.
Proud owner of Affinity Zero on every platform because I can't get it without the numbers.
Is Stimpy mainly a Rust guy? Or am I going crazy?
I think he did. No, I think he did dabble in Rust.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what. I used to watch so many different types of YouTube channels back in the day where it was games I'd never even play. I think one of them was Trackmania as well, you know?
Oh, nice.
Love that. Yeah, no, it's interesting because my stepdad at the moment, he is massively into Rust. Like, he is an absolute addict, right?
He's
coming up to about 50 and literally he finishes a day's work. He whacks up on the telly just like Rust playthroughs, like hours and hours of like early wipe Rust.
I've heard that there is no more frustrating game than Rust.
Genuinely, he loves it. He absolutely loves it. So I think I've caught him on there sometimes as well. So yeah, that's an interesting one.
We love a good gamer tag, don't we? It always gets us talking and sharing stories and stuff. Stimple, how have you found competing then in the BFBS Pro League? You know, even versus like sort of last year as well. You know, with movements, how are you finding it this year?
I'm really enjoying it. It's actually something that I quite look forward to. When it comes to that Wednesday evening, you know, playing with the lads, playing with the team, especially with the roster we have now, I can't talk the lads up enough. Before, one of the problems that we had was availability. So the lads now, we do play a lot more together, and I feel like I'm excited to kind of show off the capability as we have as a team, not only just for the Krakens, but also the Tridents, the Hammerheads, the Serpents. We're all competing like really well together.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, this just crossed my mind. I'm assuming then, because you mentioned Discord, that you are obviously, you know, subscribing, following BFBS Esports on there. Have you entered the prize draw?
I haven't, actually. No, I haven't entered the prize draw, no.
Owen, take it away.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, mate. So if you head into our Discord and you go into the Sneaky Giveaways channel,
yes.
You can just simply react with an emote and you might potentially win £500. So, I mean, it is a good thing to do. I'd highly encourage it.
Oh, yeah, you say it was £500 or a console of your choice,
or
though,
a
right?
console of your choice as well. Ooh, yeah,
pick something well old, and then it like make your life hell trying to find it, but you'll have to.
Any console ever made?
Any console.
Oh, I don't know. If Jonah's
stipulated.
I've
not seen the
teasers. I don't want to talk Jonah in, but I mean, yeah, that could be a tricky.
I'm a sucker for a good loophole,
right?
I reckon.
I mean, Dan, what are you choosing then? Would you go for the £500 cash, or are you asking for a console? And if so, which one?
I would have to go for the console because I'd have to do my research beforehand because I feel like there's a loophole to be exploited there somewhere.
Absolutely.
I like your style.
I feel like we're picking on Jonah though when he's not here, which is a shame.
He's trying to defend himself, so we got to make use of this time while we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Stimplebog, Dan from Royal Navy Krakens, thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of The Lobby. Before we let you go, though, if you were to step away from the Royal Navy and you were going to create your own Rocket League team, anybody in the world, who are you choosing?
I'd go with Evample and apparently Jack. Them two, they're both, well, pro Rocket League players, but Evample... really fun, really mechanical. His content on YouTube's really fun to watch. And apparently Jack feels like he's really seasoned pro and he's really hungry. So I quite enjoy watching him as well.
I like the AppJack pick. Evample is not the answer I was expecting whatsoever. I thought he was more freestyle focused, wasn't he?
He does some sort of competitive stuff. But I always watch his videos and he's always messing around in them. But I reckon if he switches it up a little bit, he could be... like, I mean, he's one of the top players in Australia, isn't he? Still,
he is.
Like, I think he's top 100. Well, top 50 Australia. But even so, he creeps into the top 100 when he wants to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the guy is crazy mechanical. And I think AppJack's a solid choice as well.
Dan, it was great to speak to you again. Stimplebog of the Royal Navy Krakens. Good luck and thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, I really hope we get to see him at the grand final. I will be like collaring him for some like more chats and stuff. So I know I'm glad that he said that he enjoyed doing that, because he will have to do some more on the run up to the grand final. But how have you guys been?
Life has been good. It's been blissful, and we've just kind of capped off the end of our event season.
No, you so, keep saying this, and every time you say it, I know you're
going
to jinx it.
It's always a lie. But for now, we have capped off our events with a trip over to Colchester.
Oh, yeah, so, what was happening?
It was the 25-year anniversary to celebrate the Parachute Regiment. So they had a massive statue unveiling. They had loads of stuff going on sort of the cricket grounds for the Colchester Barracks. And it was full of atmosphere, full of life. And we had our own little stage set up with some speakers blasting out BFBS radio. We took our sim rig and we had a whale of a time. It was good stuff.
I think the funniest moment from that I'll touch on briefly is that we're listening to the radio. I think was it Danny on?
Oh, I think it was Joe.
I think it might be Chachi, yeah. And Joe's just like, go down to Colchester. If you're in Colchester, go to BFBS, go try the sim rig. And it was in that moment where we literally just 5 minutes ago realised that the sim rig monitor was broken. And the radio was like, go check out BFBS Esports sim rig. And we're all there like,
no, don't do it. By the way, me and Joe sound very, very different. I'm just putting
that
out
there. I know,
I
just have bad memory. I couldn't remember who was on. Because we played the lobby as well part of the day. So it was like there was a lot of voices going on.
But it was a good day. You know, you got the monitor working.
Yeah, no, we stole a monitor from Colchester, their station. They had a gaming monitor that had been in the back of their storage for a couple of years, I think they'd said, that they'd never used. And it just so happened to be absolutely perfect for what we needed. So big up the BFBS lot over in Colchester. They're amazing.
So let's talk sign-ups then, because obviously at these events, people are coming up to you asking questions and hopefully signing up for themselves. Where are we at now, obviously, in the BFBS Pro League as a whole with sign-ups? Because it's growing every week.
Definitely. So for overall sign-ups to our platform now, 1,420 at the moment. So we're getting really, really close to that 1,500 goal of mine. And also for the individual games as well, they're going up week by week because people are finding out and discovering about what it is that we do. So even today, for example, I had one of the RAF teams come up to me and say, we need to add someone else to our roster because there's been a bit of a roster transfer mania going on, and there's someone who needs to hop in. So I've been more than happy to welcome them. And yeah, it's going up all the time, and there's a real buzz about it, Danny.
And didn't you say that with the RAF that they're the ones that have the most subs or something? They've constantly got a load of subs ready.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. So, okay.
Your that smile was, when I mentioned that,
yeah,
both of you.
That was the British Army Lions. Now, the Lions are a League of Legends team with 6 substitutes. They have 5 active players, right, at any given time playing in the League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
6 substitutes.
So the funniest thing about
this bench
as well.
Is imagine a bench on a football field, except you've got like 22 people. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
And they're all just warming up on the side.
But yeah, no, they've been fantastic. And in fact, they were actually they were together for the last time they played in person. And so they were all next to each other. They had live coaching, and I could see them basically, you know, working on their game and working on their craft from about midday all the way through to when the competition began. So teams are really taking this seriously. And it did pay off for them. And
that
they did get the win at the end
real.
Of the day. And they've had a few shock results now. And I reckon they're really in with a shot of sort of making that finals even, or the semi-finals of Division 1. They're doing great.
The funniest thing about this whole situation with the 6 substitutes is that Owen put the cap on substitutes going, no reasonable team will need this many. So I'm just going to put the cap here as sort of like, you know, a safe estimate. No one's going to need 5 substitutes. And then they're like, hey, Owen, can we get a spot for one more, please? And I've never seen a man look so devastated.
Yeah, no, I mean, we try to be as flexible as we possibly can. So obviously, competitive integrity is really important for me doing what I do. And so we have to have rules in place. Like, if you're going to be collecting points over the course of the season, you can't be turning up every week with a different team. Because quite ultimately, that's just going to be unfair. But what we do really, really encourage is if people are missing due to any sort of work circumstances or any unforeseen obligations, they can give me a quick message and they can get some emergency substitutes should they require it. So yeah, all of these teams, they're all in it for the same purpose. They're all doing it for the same enjoyment.
The love of the game.
And the cynical part of me is going, no, the reason they're doing this is because they need X amount of bums on seats for that drive down to the grand final. You know, you can only get like the fancy van, the eight-person van. If you've only got four of you, you can't. You've got to go for the smaller one. So that's the cynical part of me.
Well, here's the kicker, Danny. We can't invite everyone. We can't do it. So it's not as if we can take every single substitute on that bench through to the finals. So for the Rocket League,
they're not even invited.
The situation. Oh no, they're absolutely invited.
That's what I mean.
But, the Rocket League team, it's got three core players, and then you can invite one substitute to come with you for the grand finals. But for the teams that have got, say, a back catalogue of 12. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're a charity, Danny. We can't manage that. 12 people. You're having a laugh.
Yeah. We're a charity, Danny.
We're a charity.
I'm going to be using that in everyday conversation.
That's
now.
That's brilliant. That we're is charity. Really good. Well, look, I mean, we're close to wrapping up another week on
The Lobby.
But if you don't mind, if you guys have got the energy.
Yeah, I do.
Little last bit of adrenaline that we're going to need from you both. We are going to play a game. We haven't got a name for the game.
We can make a name as we go up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Today's game, Stimp or Bog?
That'll do. We'll do that. Okay, we're going to be playing Stimp or Bog, which means absolutely nothing to the mechanic of this game.
Okay,
we are going to be pitting Aunt Lena against Owen, Owen against Aunt Lena. Okay,
I've you taken guys ready? A fight. Yeah. I mean, wrong game, sorry.
Wrong game. In the red corner. No, what we're going to do is simply, you're going to go back and forth with words and phrases that include the word league.
Okay.
All right? So, for example, I'll give you one example. A phrase, for example, could be, they're out of my league.
Mm. Okay.
A phrase. You can do movie titles, songs, anything you can think of, sporting events.
Mm.
So you can't repeat.
I'm doomed.
Rock, paper, scissors for who goes first.
Rock.
Wait, are we going on shoot?
No, you've got to go on shoot. You've got to go on shoot. Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right. Okay, so you win. So do you want to go first?
Yeah, or? I'd love to go first.
All right, okay. And don't look at me. Look at each other in the eyes. This is serious.
I'll start
serious
giggling business.
Psych
again.
Each other
I'm not
out.
I'm not exactly... muscles. Look, who's more hench? Who's more
who's
hench?
More, oh, you. No, I've got no flesh on these arms.
Right, okay.
It's pathetic.
Right, so I'm starting, right?
You're going to start on the count of three. We want movies, anything, phrases, okay. Sporting, anything with the word league in it until somebody runs out, repeats, or can't think of one, okay? So I think running
right,
out and can't
it.
Think of one is the same thing, but you know what I mean. 3, 2, 1, go.
Rocket League.
League of Legends.
BFBS Pro League.
A league of their own.
A league of Champions League.
A league of their own.
You literally said that.
You just said that.
Oh, so I lose.
Yeah, you said the same thing twice.
Oh, dearie me. Oh.
Out of their league.
Out of their league.
I can't believe
that. League standings.
What other leagues are there?
Quickest
the Justice
game
League.
Ever.
There's the Premier League.
There you go.
There's League One, League Two, League Three.
Yeah, Women's Super League.
We'll count that as one.
We have to give the victory to you, though, Lena. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will be back with you, of course, next week, delving into everything BFBS Pro League on
The Lobby. Go!